Lesson 83. Alma, chapters 19 through 20. Introduction. King Lamoni experienced a change of heart, leading to the conversion of his wife and many of his people. Ammon and King Lamoni then traveled to Madoni to deliver Ammon's imprisoned brethren. On the way, they met Lamoni's father, king over all the land. The king was astonished by the words of Lamoni and Ammon, by Ammon's strength and by Ammon's love for Lamoni. His heart was softened, and he assured them that Ammon's brethren would be released from prison. He expressed a desire to learn about the words he had heard from his son and Ammon. Suggestions for teaching. Alma 19. King Lamoni and many of his people repent and are baptized. Ask students, when you drop a rock in a pool of water, what happens to the water? As students describe the effect of a rock dropped into water, draw the following diagram on the board, leaving off the words. Please refer to the diagram on page 288 of Lesson 83. It depicts a ripple effect, missionary work affecting many people. Write the following on the board. By sharing our testimonies and setting righteous examples, we can blank. Invite students to remember this statement throughout the lesson and consider how they might complete it. How can a person's actions be like a rock that was dropped into the water? Help students see that, like ripples that expand from the splash of a rock, other people can be influenced by our actions. Write Ammon in the first ring in the diagram. Who did Ammon first teach? If students need help answering this question, you may want to suggest that they review the chapter summary for Alma 18. Write King Lamoni on the second ring in the diagram. Summarize Alma 18 verses 40 through 43 and 19 1 through 5 by explaining that when King Lamoni listened to Ammon, he recognized his own sinfulness and his need for the Savior. He cried to the Lord for mercy and then fell to the earth. Believing that he was dead, his servants carried him to his wife and laid him on a bed. 2 days and two nights later, the servants were about to take his body to the sepulcher, when the queen said that she wanted to talk with Ammon. She did not think that Lamoni was dead, and she wanted Ammon to go to him. Ask students to read Alma 19:6 silently, looking for a phrase that they feel describes Lamoni's experience especially well. Call on a few students to read the phrases they have selected. Ask them why they selected those particular phrases. On the diagram, write the queen on the next ring. Have students search Alma 19:7 through 11 to see how this experience influenced the queen. What can we learn about the queen from these verses? Answers may include that she loved her husband, that she trusted Ammon, and that she had great faith. Ask a student to read Alma 19 verses 12 through 14 aloud. Invite the other students to follow along, giving special attention to Lamoni's expression of faith. What truths had Lamoni learned during the previous 2 days? Lamoni, the queen, and Ammon were overpowered by the Spirit and overpowered with joy. When have you felt the influence of the Spirit in a powerful way? When have you felt great joy? Write Lamoni's servants on the next ring in the diagram. Invite a student to read Alma 19:15 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to look for evidence that these servants were turning to God. What words and phrases show that the servants were turning to God? Write Abish on the next ring. Invite a student to read Alma 19:17 aloud. Invite the student to look for how Abish was influenced by these events. What did Abish do? What did she hope would happen because of her actions? Consider giving students the opportunity to summarize Alma 19:18 through 28. Give them time to read these verses silently. Then ask for a volunteer to tell the story in his or her own words. Allow other students to help. As needed, help them include the following information. After hearing news from Abish, the people gathered in the king's house. When they saw Ammon, the king, the queen, and the servants unconscious, great contention arose among them. One man tried to kill Ammon, but fell dead in the attempt. Some claimed that Ammon was the Great Spirit, and others said he was a monster, When Abish saw all the contention that had resulted from her bringing the people together, she was very sad. Have students consider what they might do in Abish's situation. Then ask a student to read Alma 19:29 aloud. How did Abish's action show the strength of her testimony? How did the queen demonstrate that she received a testimony? Read Alma 19:30 through 36 aloud. Ask students to follow along and to consider the effect Ammon's testimony and example had on others. Write many other Lamanites on the last ring in the diagram. Ask students to complete the statement you wrote on the board at the beginning of class. One principle they might express is that by sharing our testimonies and setting righteous examples, we can help others turn to the Lord. When has someone's example or testimony influenced you for good? Invite students to ponder how their testimonies and examples can influence their family members, friends, and community. Ask them to write an answer to the following question in notebooks or scripture study journals. What can you do today that might have a good influence on people around you? Encourage students to allow their testimonies and righteous examples to influence others, like a rock makes ripples in a pond. Tell students that in an upcoming lesson, Lesson 85, you might ask them to report on their efforts. Alma 20. King Lamoni's father desires to learn about the gospel and begins to experience a change of heart. Invite students to think of a time when they felt they were treated poorly or unfairly. Explain that Ammon and Lamoni faced a situation in which they were treated poorly. Point out that we can learn important lessons from their responses to the way they were treated. To help students become familiar with the account in Alma 20, summarize Alma 20, 1 through 7 as follows. Lamoni wanted to take Ammon to meet his father, who was the king over all the land. The Lord revealed to Ammon that Ammon should not go because Lamoni's father would try to kill him. The Lord also revealed that Ammon's brother Aaron and two companions were in prison in the land of Madonai. Ammon wanted to free his brethren. Hearing that Ammon had learned these things by revelation, Lamoni went to help Ammon free his brothers. Before class, copy the following chart on the board or on a handout for each student. Please refer to the diagram on page 290 of Lesson 83. Assign students to work in pairs. In these partnerships, have them read the verses listed in rows 1 and 2 and discuss the answers to the accompanying questions. Encourage them to be prepared to share their answers with the entire class. After students have discussed rows 1 and 2 in pairs, ask a few of them to report what they have learned. Then ask, "What principles can we learn from these verses?" Students may share several answers, but help them identify the following principle. We can bear our testimonies by word and example, even when others try to persuade us to do what is wrong. You may want to suggest that they write this principle next to Alma 20:15. Invite the partnerships to study the verses listed in rows 3 and 4 and discuss the accompanying questions. Ask them to report what they have found. Then ask, "What principles can we learn from these verses?" Though students may share a variety of principles, be sure the following is clear. As we show love and teach truth, we can help others soften their hearts and become receptive to the gospel. You may want to encourage students to write this principle next to Alma chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. Invite students to share experiences they have had that demonstrate the truth of one of the principles they have identified in Alma 20. You may also want to share an experience of your own. Conclude by encouraging students to seek the guidance of the Spirit about how they might apply these two principles in their lives.